This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's time for some tough love in the kitchen.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are we? 7, 8?
5.
We're f***.
And if you thought things were bad before, they just got worse.
But it's good luck to be shit on by a bat, right?
That sounds like something a bat would say.
I'm Chanel Johnson from Entertainment Weekly, stepping in for host Jared Hall, and here's what to watch on Thursday, September 1st. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Seems like there's never a quiet day in Big Sky Country. The first trailer for ABC's Big Sky Season 3 is out today. It features new series regular Jensen Ackles as Sheriff Bo Arlen and Reba McEntire as a shady woman named Sunny Barnes. She's the head of a family backcountry outfitter business who seems to have a suspicious number of connections to missing person cases. Here's a clip.
Welcome to Sunny Day Excursions, a luxury backcountry experience. Let's get out there and have some fun and be safe. I go on.
Well, look at this. Gang's all here.
After midnight.
Any new cases?
This backpacker hasn't checked in.
You should probably talk to Sunny Barnes.
Looks like we're going hiking.
Nice to meet the new sheriff in town. We ask that you stay on the marked trails.
Sometimes people just want to disappear, but then there's people who make them disappear. Well, there goes the afternoon.
We've seen plenty of hairy situations in Helena, Montana in the first two seasons, but season three seems like it ups the ante. Big Sky returns on Wednesday, September 21st. A&E Television Networks is suing Reels Channel, Big Fish Entertainment, and Half Moon Pictures, alleging that the new TV show On Patrol Live is an unauthorized clone of the former series Live PD. In a copyright infringement lawsuit filed in New York federal court Tuesday, A&E Television Networks alleged that they were the, quote, sole and exclusive owner of the rights to the original Live PD. They also note that the real series features the same primary hosts, content, format, and segments. A&E is seeking punitive damages and requesting that the defendants be barred from any future use of A&E's intellectual property. The View has some big guests in store for its fall return. EW can exclusively reveal that season 26 will kick off with Hillary and Chelsea Clinton promoting their new Apple TV Plus docuseries, Gutsy. After that, expect to see famous guests like Reese Witherspoon, Regina Hall, Rep. Corey Bush, I'm Glad My Mom Died author and iCarly alum Jeanette McCurdy, Viola Davis, and many more. The View premieres on September 6th. Avatar: The Way of Water is finally splashing into cinemas this winter, and it's bringing with it a familiar face in a not-so-familiar role. Sigourney Weaver is back. She played Dr. Grace Augustine in the 2009 film, but this time she's playing Kiri, the adopted daughter of Jake and Neytiri. In a recent sit-down for Interview Magazine, Weaver calls playing the Na'vi adolescent, quote, the biggest stretch she's ever had to tackle as an actor. She says, quote, I think if Jim Cameron didn't know me really well, he wouldn't have cast me as something as goofy as this. I had to work in a completely different way to play this character, a very physical way. Avatar: The Way of Water sails into theaters on December 6th. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to UW.com. We're getting live in the 305 for our next pick, the season finale of Rap Shit. The HBO Max series from Issa Rae has followed Mia and Shauna, high school friends from Miami who reunite to form a rap duo. Their dreams of making it big are closer than ever, as in last week's episode, their second single was released on Spotify, which impressed some producers and got them a spot to perform at a big celebrity party. Here's a clip from the finale.
And what'd that bitch say?
Talking about some she was in the moment. Ooh, that's so humiliating.
Girl, I'm so tired of hearing about this broke asshole. Like, bitch, just say you want to be Queen Latifah and go.
Do you want me to fuck her up on sight?
Because, bitch, my cousin Angela got brass knuckles on sale this month. Her we can pop up at the plenty.
Man, fuck that hoe. Oh. I'm done with her. Next.
Okay, right. So you done with the group?
I'm good.
Shit, you good?
I can't even trust nobody. Like, I'm trying to get this motherfucking money. I've been wasting too much time.
Yeah, I heard that, bitch.
Hey, y'all want some money?
Oh, no, we was actually trying to go out tonight. You still trying to go?
I don't want to go. Fuck y'all trying to leave me?
You was sitting here like sad, so we was
trying to go. Girl, y'all could have said something earlier. Y'all could have been ready.
Bitch, you over here trying to have a sister song.
I was.
Will Mia and Shauna achieve all they've been working towards? Or does the grind ever really stop? Watch the season finale of Rap Shit tonight at 9 on HBO Max. It's trivia time. For the new season of Selena and Chef, which we'll get to in just a minute, Selena Gomez is back for more tasty tutorials alongside the world's best chefs. And this time, she's vacationing in Malibu and cooking at a stunning 7-bedroom house right on the beach. This Malibu home was featured on another popular TV show. Which one was it? Hannah Montana, Big Little Lies, or Baywatch? Stick around for the answer. The timey-wimey mysteries are finally coming to an end for our next pick, the final episode of Peacock's The Resort. Emma, Noah, Baltazar, and Luna search for the Yucatan jungle, hoping to finally find Sam and Violet's mysterious passage. Showrunner Andy Sierra previously promised EW that the series finale would answer all our questions, but here's a quick preview of what to expect.
This is bananas. This looks like almost like cookie dough, right? Kind of like cookie dough. The one I said looked like a nipple.
You!
What?
Oh my god, a bat shit on me.
What? No, I doubt a bat shit on me. Oh! What
the my god.
Oh no, no! Dude, no!
Oh my god. But it's good luck to be shit on by a bat, right?
That sounds like something a bat would say.
What really happened to Sam and Violet 15 years ago? Will Emma and Noah stay together? And what's going on with the hotel owner? Tune in to the final episode of The Resort to find out. Don't go anywhere. What to Watch will be right back after this break.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Selena Gomez serves up even more mouthwatering recipes and concerning knife skills in the final episodes of Selena and Chef Season 4, our number one pick for today. Maddie Matheson and Gordon Ramsay are among the featured chefs as the Only Murders in the Building star soaks up the final days of summer from the kitchen of her Malibu beach house, which served as the setting this season. Here's a preview.
This year, I'm getting out of town. Selena and Chef, Season 4.
Whoa. Oh my god, that view.
And even more out of my comfort zone. Oh my gosh, rusty. Continuing to learn all I can from the best chefs in the world.
I'm so happy to be cooking with you.
Who, me?
It's Selena.
I can't wait to see your new skinny.
She's learned some new skills indeed, having so far cooked up banana leaf roasted snapper, cheesy chickpea fried broccoli, homemade pesto pasta, and poached salmon with grits in a delectable season that has featured all-star chefs Rachel Ray, Devon Francis, Kristen Kish, and more. And for the first time in the show, Gomez welcomes her first in-person chef in the final episodes. He's a formidable one, too. Can you guess who?
There's a note in this one.
There's a delivery that got a bit delayed.
first in-person chef ever on the show.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are we? 7, 8?
5.
Yes, Gordon Ramsay joins Gomez in the kitchen in the final batch of episodes. Ready to get cooking? The season finale of Selena and Chef is streaming now on HBO Max. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. The Malibu home that Selena Gomez filmed at for the new season of Selena and Chef was also featured on another popular TV show. Which show was it? Hannah Montana, Big Little Lies, or Baywatch? The answer is... well, there's actually two answers. It's Hannah Montana and Big Little Lies. The exterior of the Malibu property was used in Hannah Montana to serve as Miley Stewart / Hannah Montana's home, and the inside was used as Reese Witherspoon's character Madeline's home on Big Little Lies. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm audio director Chanel Johnson, and you can find us on Twitter at EW and at Chanel Berlin. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, and executive produced and hosted by me, Chanel Berlin Johnson.
One, two, one.